River today. Good day. Any day is a good day to talk to FOP President Dan Hills about matters going on in the city of Cincinnati in terms of crime and violence. And also props. Dan, welcome back, man. I saw your post, and congratulations to Lieutenant David Schofield, the District 1 Second Shift Commander.
Schofield,
I'm sorry. Schofield, mm-hmm. Recognized as the Officer of the Month by the Fraternal Order of Police Association. So props to him. That's great. What caused him to stand out?
Well, as you may have known, CPD recently lost an officer to a suicide.
Yeah.
And that night when they were trying to locate her, and it was an officer who worked on his shift, and they were still trying to do their duty out there on the street, it was something. And there's not too many leaders that would have been able to handle that and keep the troops, involved in what they needed to do out on the street. Some of it's kind of hard to talk about, but they actually got to, when they located her, they involved the officers from the relief and being able to carry her out from where she was. And that meant so much to them. And the way that he just looked out for each and every one of his officers, and that's nothing new for Lieutenant Schofield. He actually just won the yearly award that we give out in a group of awards for leadership. And this guy is he's amazing. He's the type of guy that believes in going in first and showing the troops, if you will, that he's not afraid to do everything that they're doing. And he, as a lieutenant, he's not afraid to take an auto accident report, a theft report, sit on the front desk, do anything. While we're so low on personnel, he like pitches in each and every day, and that's the way he's chosen to deal with it. Lead by example. And if we had a whole bunch more like him, we'd be in a better place at CPD, that's for sure.
All right. And I know you called to talk about gun violence in the city, and I see we have a 7-year-old got shot in the stomach recently. I just, since you were talking about the wonderful guy that is Lieutenant Schofield and how he represents everything that you want in a police officer, you did mention being low on personnel. Christopher Smitherman on his Smither event on Monday was having a go at our elected officials, and I know that they've incorporated some additional money to hire more police officers in this proposed budget from AFTAB Perval, but the silence from leadership is deafening, or at least that's Christopher's point. We need our elected officials to stand up and out loud praise, support, otherwise, show that there's some love for the city of Cincinnati's police department. That we need elected officials who have a lot of influence over various members of any given community to say good things about the police, to, fight for what they're doing, and to not, just immediately draw conclusions, which everybody's knee-jerk reaction is to draw some sort of conclusion that the police were wrong or this was racist or whatever the case may be. I do you share Christopher's conclusions in that regard, Dan?
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, somewhere they got to put the they got to put something into action, and you can't get around it. In the end, usually that means dollars, Brian. And that doesn't seem to be what people, at least the people in city council, want to hear. I noticed on the proposed budget that they're planning on a 2% pay raise when dealing with the FOP. Now, I'm going to be no longer the FOP president and the chief negotiator in that. And I know that when they do a proposed budget, that's kind of a standard way of doing things. But these aren't standard times. Brian, I don't know if I have time for while I'm on there, but just to run through, I took some, scribbled some notes about what's happened since last Thursday shooting-wise. And I don't know if you've already gone through that or not, but it's just, if a quick little synopsis of the weekend isn't enough for you to go, We need to really considering changing direction here. I don't know what would be.
Well, do the synopsis. We'll pause and we'll come back and we'll talk about solutions and your thoughts and further comments on the matter.
Okay, Thursday, person was shot at Liberty and Lynn. Friday, a 21-year-old was shot on Harrison Avenue in Westwood. Two men were shot at on West Liberty and Lynn Street, and a parking enforcement officer was shot at on Wyoming Avenue after he towed a car. Saturday was that 7-year-old you talked about, was shot while playing in Avondale. A 43-year-old woman was shot and killed in Price Hill. Three people were shot at the King's Run market. I think it's called Jacobs Market, in a drive-by shooting. Manton and Warsaw Avenues, there was a man that got shot in the rear end. Spotshotter reported 29 shots had been fired.
Jeez.
A 16-year-old was shot on Liberty Street, and I'm sorry, on Lynn Street in the West End. Let me flip over my paper here. You had the SWAT call out. Well, I'm sorry. The first police officer shot at on Sunday was shot at by a 14-year-old who they're chasing for theft.
Yeah.
And they had the long SWAT call out with Mr. Paul Mitchell, not the guy that sells salon products, like I'm guessing. and he shot multiple rounds out
30.
The door. I think he had an SKS rifle. 30. Yeah. He hit the Bearcat, the armored vehicle. So thank goodness SWAT was called out to the scene there. And, you know, just overnight last night, there was a shooting where they found 24 shell casings in Evanston. Not long ago, they just made the arrest on the man that shot Mike Sweeney, 37-year-old Randall Mickey. Well, that'd get to our topic.
Yeah, well,
he had another year and a half to do in jail. So if he was in jail, he wouldn't have shot somebody, right?
Yeah, no laughing matter. Joe was just saying, wow, we're going to go up into the 9 o'clock hour just for you to get the list that we're talking about to set the stage for the discussion.
Sorry.
That's okay, Dan. You had to do it. It's obviously a real problem. We'll get to your thoughts, comments on that coming up next. Going to pause and mention some great plumbers, Plum-Tite Plumbing. It's always plumbing done right. 740, 55 KRCD Talk Station. Brian Thomas here with another segment. Dan Hills, FOP President, talking about gun violence. So you ran through the whole litany of things happening in the last like 5 days or less, and it sounds like a war zone, like something you'd report out of Ukraine there, Dan. So where are we, and what's your reaction to this, and do you have any proposed solutions other than we need more police officers on the street, plus we need elected officials who will go out and actively out loud stand up for the police department?
Well, Brian, you were talking about it earlier, and I do see that we're in such great trouble as we are leaving the truth. And as we leave the truth, you know, truths that whatever percentage of us know, whether it's 50% of us, 40% of us, I don't know. I know there are only two genders. You know there's only two genders. I know that my SUV is not causing the world to flood, and all this stuff that is being put out there by the left. There's some other truths too. Look, more gun laws and gun laws that are going to affect the law abiding will not stop the violence on the streets. Maybe we need to get in the habit, Brian, and stop calling it gun violence like the left does, and
yeah,
just call it violence.
It is.
And, you know, I brought up that very sad case of Michael Sweeney that was killed. And it's so many of these shootings, if there was a media that really did its job, so many of these crimes are people who were, you know, their past crimes had been ignored. They've been let out early. They weren't given a bail. They weren't given a bond. It's a simple fact. And that's why I'm a simple man. And these great problems, sometimes you got to look at the most simple solution is nobody can be out on the streets and shoot somebody if they're in jail, if they're serving the sentence they were supposed to serve.
Yeah.
And the other thing that you can accept as truth or not, I believe you do, is the more cops you have on the street, the lower the crime.
It's deterrence.
So I noticed.
It's deterrence. The sentence and the conviction is a deterrent to others who might go forward. If you show the rest of the world that you are not going to be incarcerating people, you're not going to hold them pending trial if they're absolute violent or they represent a flight risk, if you're not going to have cops on the streets because you defunded them and told them that they're all evil people, you have welcomed criminal activity. The deterrence component has been eradicated, and that's one of the main reasons you have a criminal justice system, to prevent people from going down that road.
And so that's why it's so disturbing. I saw that the sheriff and the chief both had on their, I guess it was an orange shirt, I don't know. They were at a anti-gun rally from some group or another that, you know, I might be getting out ahead of myself, but I'm going to judge them as being left-leaning at least, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me, as we go through facts, that it's the left with their bail reform and they're wanting to say we need less people in prison, less people in jails. It seems to be that to me that the left is to blame for a lot of what's happening now right now, or should I say the policies of the left. And then what do they want to do? They want to blame it on the freedom that's guaranteed to everybody else. And it just doesn't make any sense at all.
It doesn't.
So right now the with the voters is hopelessly lost as they are in the city of Cincinnati, that they don't listen to the candidates that they did have that are out there saying, look, we're headed for big trouble. It's more and more people are going to be uncomfortable coming downtown, living in the city, if they see that this is an unsafe place to be,
no question,
an unsafe place to live, and so that's going to affect the economy horribly, and then it just keeps building and snowballing on itself. I think the only hope is the people out there, the voters, that they stop buying the lies. The police are not the problem. You know, Brian, I repeat myself over and over again. I don't want to live in a police state. There are police officers that do wrong things on occasion, just like every other profession. But in general, and you have to speak in general at times, the police are not the problem in today's society.
No.
It is the lack of law and order that is the problem. It is not too much law and order. It is the lack of law and order. And when you look at a week like Cincinnati just had, I mean, that shooting down there with the where the number of kids were hit in over the Rhine, what an incredible blessing that we didn't have 3, 4, or 5 people killed with
exactly.
The way they were indiscriminately firing bullets around. Thank God we haven't lost some policemen in the last week or so. I mean, we have a 14-year-old kid take shots at a police officer. We had a maniac firing a SKS rifle at police officers. And so right now we should really count our blessings and realize that they're not always going to be there. And, the sheriff and the chief, they both, we need to have the dollars to get the criminal justice system back up to snuff. Police on the street.
Amen.
The corrections officers filling the shoes of those who left that position so that we can fully bring in the folks that need to be in jail here locally. And then there's another issue at the state that they're letting people out like this guy that killed Mr. Sweeney. So I believe that the old fashioned system of crime and punishment still worked to at least one degree. Is you can't kill somebody, you can't rob somebody, you can't rape somebody when you're in jail. Well,
no doubt.
You know, maybe another inmate, but you can't hurt somebody or some 7-year-old kid that's just playing.
The laws are on the books. Enforce them. Period. End of story. Including firearms under disability laws and children with 14-year-old children getting a handgun. Last time I checked, that's not lawful either. Dan Hills, God bless you for what you do. I appreciate the time you spent with my listeners and me. And I hate to hear all the sad news brought into this, but we got to talk about it. We need to gain more support for the Cincinnati Police Department and rebuild it. Save our city. Dan, until we talk again, thank you, sir, for all that you do. And I'll look forward to our next conversation.
As will I, Brian. I always like being on your show.
Take care, my friend. 747. We're going to hear from Keith Desrich in the next segment. Cure starts now with some